Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Everything you've been taught about being feminine and being seductive is honestly a lie. A lot of these feminine energy coaches and YouTubers will talk about how Marilyn Monroe had this black cat energy and she's so seductive and you should try to be more like her. But Marilyn Monroe was a pick me girl. She had so many failed relationships. She was not healthy. She was not satisfied and fulfilled. What she did have was an ability to be physically desirable. But that doesn't mean that that should be your role model for being feminine. Because truly, having a feminine self-concept means that you would not only be physically attractive and seductive, but you would actually have healthy relationships. So you can't just use these role models just because, oh, she was famous and she's really beautiful and she's known for being seductive. Yeah, seductive to who? Not a provider. Not a husband that's going to take care of her and give her what she needs. She wasn't even healthy within herself. Like, she was doing all of these things to get validation. And that's what a lot of you girls are doing, is that you are trying to be seductive and you're trying to be feminine in order to get something from a man, in order to be validated. And that's the exact kind of behavior that's going to keep you in these situationships. It's going to keep you in these relationships where these men are not respecting you. They're not claiming you. They're not giving you the treatment that you want. They're just attracted to you. They'll hang out with you, but they're never going to be fully sure about you. You're not going to attract a healthy, masculine man that's going to make you feel like that feminine queen that you are. So if anything, Marilyn Monroe is a reminder that no matter how beautiful or how physically desirable you are, you will not have a healthy relationship unless you are confident within yourself. So in this video, I'm going to give you a few guidelines that you can follow to be more attractive to the right type of men. Because being feminine isn't just about dressing cute and having beautiful hair and wearing red lipstick and doing all the feminine girly things. That can help, obviously. But if you don't have that feminine self-concept, that confidence, nothing's gonna happen. Nothing is going to be attracted to you except the same manipulative men that are going to drain you of your sexual energy and throw you to the side. The first guideline that you need to follow is, remember, your man is not your therapist. You are not supposed to sit here and tell your man everything that you're feeling, how you're so depressed, and all your childhood traumas. Like, he is not a professional therapist, okay? When you're in a committed relationship with a man, of course you're gonna ask them for advice. Of course you're gonna lean on them. They're going to be that emotional support for you to where you can cry and you can express your feelings and they will be able to help you. But in the beginning of the relationship, you're not using them to heal yourself, okay? That's what your girlfriends are for. That's what therapy is for. Even if you don't speak to anyone else about what's hurting you, just having a consistent journaling practice will help you so, so much. The reason that you don't want to use a man as a therapist is because you don't know him like that, right? Like I said, once you've been with someone and you trust them and you know that they genuinely have your best interest, then yeah, you can start sharing some of these things and you can start using them as a support. But in the beginning, if you're telling men everything that you've been through, you're going to attract predators. You're going to attract men that are like, she doesn't have the best luck in relationships, so she probably won't expect a lot from me. Or, she doesn't have the best relationship with her father. Maybe I can take advantage of her. Or, she's struggling with her finances. Maybe if I throw her a little pocket change, she'll put up with my abuse and my toxic energy. Like, you don't want to set yourself up to basically tell him, like, yeah, I'm damaged goods and I'll pretty much accept whatever you're willing to give me. So it doesn't mean that, oh no, if something bad happened to you in your past, you can never talk about it with anyone and it's going to make you less valuable in a relationship. Because really, if you work through these things, if you apply that feminine self-concept that I teach you, then you're going to be fine. You're going to be able to look at your past and speak about your past in a productive way. You're not going to feel like, oh yeah, that happened to me, I'm such a victim. No, you're going to realize what you learned from it. You're going to realize what accountability you had in it, because as much as it's nice to play the victim and feel like everyone else has wronged us, it's a very powerless position to be in, and it's not 100% true. Because even if you were in a relationship where the other person did things to you that are not healthy or are not positive, or they manipulated you, like, you had a chance to make different decisions. There was something, some decision along the way that you could have made differently that could have prevented that abuse from happening, or could have prevented that relationship from taking so much out of you. So I think that when you're in the healing process, when you're healing your feminine wounds, a lot of it is accepting responsibility for allowing people to take advantage of you. And we don't want to be in that position, right? It's so much better to blame someone else than to say, yeah, that was my fault. Like, I could have avoided that, right? That's honestly why we get so mad and depressed about these things, because we know deep down that we could have avoided it. And we didn't take those steps. And so now not only are we angry at ourselves, but we're angry for allowing that to happen. And we're also angry at the other person for putting us in a position where we were supposed to speak up for ourselves, but we didn't. The second guideline is to not be desperate. Now, this ties into what I told you about Miss Marilyn Monroe. She's a beautiful queen, okay? She's gorgeous. She has such soft feminine energy, but unfortunately, deep down, she was very desperate. And she was seeking validation from men, probably because of her unhealed childhood traumas. And so that manifested as attracting very controlling men, attracting men that would only use her and then not really claim her or give her the treatment that she truly deserved. Now, I understand, like, it's a lot easier said than done. Like, okay, Patty, what does it mean? Just don't be desperate. Well, look at your actions, okay? The easiest way to not give off that desperate energy is to simply put yourself first. Protect your energy at all costs. Don't give everything to someone right at the beginning. Now, this also goes with the first point I told you, where you don't want to use a man as your therapist. Well, you don't want to tell the man all these things about you all right at the beginning and tell them your whole life story right at the beginning. It's not about playing mind games and being so mysterious. No, it's about not giving someone all this information about you when they haven't proven that they're trustworthy, or they haven't proven that they're committing to you. Have you ever had that feeling where you go on a date, or maybe you meet someone as a friend for the first time, and you tell them so much about yourself, you overshare everything, and then you never hear from them again? How does that make you feel? It makes you feel like, wow, I literally just poured my heart out to this person and I gave them all this energy. And it's not even gonna be a long-lasting friendship. It's not even gonna be a long-lasting relationship. I'm never gonna hear from them again. It's exhausting. It's energetically exhausting for you to give all that of yourself and not even know if it's gonna be a lasting relationship. So as you're first getting to know a man, like, keep it light, right? At this point, you're not really explaining too much about yourself. You're more focused on getting to know him and getting to know what his intentions are and what he wants from this relationship. Because in that way, you're able to decide, okay, he's not looking for the same thing I'm looking for, so I'm gonna go somewhere else. Like, I'm not gonna tell him my whole life story if he's not even looking for a relationship. Why even bother, you know? So before you know that these things are leading to the serious relationship that you want, don't go there. Don't share your whole life story, right? A big mistake that women make, and I'm guilty of this too, is that we overgive of our energy in hopes that they'll reciprocate it. So a lot of women overgive of themselves. You know, they get intimate with men way too soon. They share information they don't need to share way too soon. They are obsessing over him and being exclusive with him before he's even committed to them way too soon. And from doing that, they think to themselves, okay, so I got intimate with him and I did this and this and this with him, so he has to commit to me, right? You think that because you've given so much of yourself that now you are entitled to receive that in return. And you're not. You're not entitled to receive anything. In fact, he's looking at that like, oh wow, she just gave herself over so easily. Like, why do I need to do anything else? Why do I need to give her anything? Like, she just volunteered all of this for me. That's probably one of the biggest takeaways you can take from this video is do not overgive in hopes that they're gonna give back to you. Like, that is people pleasing 101. Don't do it. Only give out of overflow. Only give out of the pure kindness of your heart because you want to, because it feels right, because it's appropriate for where you are in the relationship. You don't want to just give everything on the first date, get intimate, go to bed with them on the first date, do everything, give them a whole wifey treatment on the first day, the wife package, right? And then be like, why didn't he wife me up? I gave him the wife treatment. I gave him the wife package on a silver platter. He didn't even have to do anything for it. I just gave it to him for free. How come he's not wifing me up? Because he doesn't have to. Okay? Men are going to do the bare minimum of what is required of them to get access to you. So it's up to you to decide what that bare minimum is. If you're still watching, go ahead and leave a star emoji in the comments so I know who's a star. And last but not least, the third guideline that you need to follow when you're dating is to empower your man with affirmations. Affirmations don't just work on yourself. They work with other people too. And this is something that I literally never hear anyone else talking about. It's so underrated, but it works, okay? So instead of complaining to your man and saying, oh, why don't you take me out on a date? Or why don't you do this? Why don't you treat me like this? Why don't you call me then? Like, instead of saying, why isn't he doing something, or he should do something, or you wish he would do something, like, instead of phrasing it like that, use affirmations instead. So you always want to be telling him, like, I love how generous you are. You're so generous with me. You take such good care of me. You really spoil me. Wow, you're really obsessed with me. Like, you're so nice to me. I love how thoughtful you are with me. I love how caring you are with me. You always want to use these kinds of affirmations in front of them, and you want to affirm the good behavior that you want from them. Because when you tell someone, wow, I love how kind you are, in their mind, they're not like, oh, she called me kind. I don't want to be kind. I'm not kind. No, they're going to think, oh, she thinks I'm kind. Okay, I want to be more kind because she's like giving me compliments. I love the reinforcement, right? But if you're telling someone, why are you so rude? You can't be so rude to me. They're automatically going to get defensive in their mind, and they're going to think, well, I'm not rude to you. Like, well, why are you so annoying? They're going to be like, I'm rude because you're annoying. And this is when you get into these arguments with men that you really don't have to get into. Like, you should never be in an argument with a man. It should always be you communicating your desires, what you want, and then he either steps up or he doesn't. Like, you are not arguing with men. You're not negotiating with them. That's what men do with other men. That's not what you do with your man, okay? I understand how hard this can be to actually apply, because a lot of the women that I tend to work with are usually high-achieving women that either have their own businesses or they work in a corporate life where they tend to fall into their masculine energy more. So I know it can be hard for you to then go into a relationship and not treat him how you treat every other guy that you work with, right? But here's the thing you have to understand. The man that you're going to spend your life with, the man that you're going to call your man, your partner, your boyfriend, your husband, your guy, that man should be your king. Now, I don't mean this in the traditional way of like, oh, you need to worship this man. Like, that's not what I mean. I mean that he's literally someone you look up to. He's someone that you respect. He's someone that you can actually feel feminine with. So you go out in the world and you're a girl by yourself and you have to have a little bit of masculine energy, but when you're with him, you can be that little girl, right? You can be that feminine girl that you can't be everywhere else. And so a lot of it is being able to let go of control within yourself and understand that this is the one person that you're supposed to be able to essentially turn off your brain. I know a lot of girls like to say that, like, oh, you know he's the right one when you can turn off your brain around him. And to an extent, that is true. Like, you want to be with a man that you're able to just surrender to him and allow him to guide you, right? Because you know that he has your best interests in mind. Now, I know this is a tough one for my boss babes because you're so high achieving and you're so competent in your career that you want to apply that same energy and that same productivity to your relationship. But you have to understand that you are not supposed to be controlling the relationship. You are here to love yourself. You are here to pour into yourself, and may the best man win. Okay? May the best man win. The man that you want will find you if you make yourself available and you do all the things that you need to do to build your feminine self-concept. And when you meet a man, you're not gonna have to control him. You're not gonna have to tell him, oh, you need to do this, this, and this. I want a man that does this, this, and that. Mm-mm. The best way to communicate is through your own embodiment. If you're ready to become your most feminine, loved, and abundant self, then of course subscribe so you can see all the content that I continue to post. But I also work with women one-on-one to help them get to that point where they're magnetic within their feminine energy and they're attracting the relationships to them. Relationships should be almost effortless. It shouldn't be this thing that you're like working so hard to get, right? So if you're ready for that next level, go ahead and reach out to me. The link is in the description. You already have everything you need. You are that girl, okay? It's just a matter of you believing that and you stepping into that identity, okay? Bye. Mwah.